This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, June 21st, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. It has now been 9 years since the Christian Pakistani woman, Asiya Bibi, was arrested in 2009 over false blasphemy charges against Islam. In 2010, Bibi was sentenced to death and still awaits the hearing of her case by the Supreme Court in Pakistan. So far, two Pakistani officials, one of them a Christian, have been assassinated after criticizing the country's blasphemy laws. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." A Christian Iraqi woman was reunited with her father in April after nearly 4 years of captivity under Islamic militants, reports World Watch Monitor. Rita was kidnapped at 26 and sold 4 times as a sex slave, escaping after Syrian Democratic Forces liberated regions under ISIS in 2017. Kurdistan 24 captured the moment when father and daughter met again with tears of joy. Rita said, quote, "Thanks to God, I was rescued from ISIS captivity and reunited with my father," end quote. The father of Alfie Evans spoke out for the first time last week since his 23-month-old son's death at Alderhay Children's Hospital in England after being taken off life support against his family's wishes. Tom Evans wrote he will, quote, "never accept Alfie's death or cause of death," end quote, exposing that the hospital paid over £140,000 in legal fees, quote, "on murdering my son," end quote. Evans said what is keeping the family going is their faith that they will see Alfie again. Matthew 18:10 says, "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he was behind the dying wish of a young pro-life constituent this week, saying he would push to, quote, "outlaw abortion altogether in the state of Texas," end quote. As part of the Make-A-Wish program for terminally ill young people, Jeremiah Thomas spoke to the governor from the cancer ward of a children's hospital. Listen to Jeremiah's heartfelt plea for Texas to end the murder of unborn babies.
"So for my wish, I wanted to talk with you and discuss the bill of abolition so we could end abortion here and now, because that would, at least for me, just make my wish complete before I pass."
Jeremiah is the teenage son of Pastor Rusty Thomas, a pro-life activist from Waco, Texas, who now serves as the director of Operation Save America. Please pray that God would heal Jeremiah Thomas and that he would comfort and strengthen the Thomas family during this trying time. The Trump administration is pulling the United States out of the United Nations Human Rights Council, citing concerns over countries with human rights abuses being on the council. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley criticized the council on Tuesday as, quote, "a protector of human rights abusers and a cesspool of political bias," end quote. The U.N. Council has also supported abortion and sexual perversions. President Trump signed an executive order yesterday ending a controversial 2-month-old policy of separating migrant children from their parents who have been caught crossing the border illegally. However, Trump also reaffirmed his policy of, quote-unquote, zero tolerance of illegal immigration. About 60 organizations are considering legal action against the Southern Poverty Law Center after the group admitted defeat in a $3.3 million defamation settlement with the Quilliam Foundation, an organization opposed to Muslim extremism. While the SPLC claims to look out for, quote, "hate groups and other extremists," end quote, numerous Christian and conservative organizations have been targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Psalm 9:16 says, "The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." While mocked for their Christian values, Chick-fil-A received positive attention last week after a video of an employee's actions went viral, receiving 3.7 million views. The video, which we have linked today in our transcript at theworldview.com, shows 19-year-old Jared Wilson running down the street after a customer who had forgotten their meal at the drive-thru. Wilson added the famous phrase, "My pleasure," when handing over the customer's food. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, June 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.